Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Shakina, the self-care educator and the host of the Let's Make It Happen podcast show. Well, I hope you had an amazing day. I want to take a few minutes to express my gratitude to my listeners. So this is the Listener Appreciation Show. I want to let you know that I do appreciate you for tuning in. It is my mission, it is my desire, it is my goal to share with you information that will be of value to you. Each and every one of us are living life on a different level. Each and every one of us have our own goals, our own purpose for how we are to live our lives. But I believe that one of the things that we oftentimes forget is ourselves. And we forget to take care of ourselves. That means taking time out to relax, taking time out to rejuvenate ourselves, to reflect, to meditate, to get to know ourselves. Sometimes we go through life and we don't even really know who we are. And I'm sure that there are a number of people who can attest to that. They're saying, yeah, I really don't know who I am. But when you take the time to sit down and reflect, and one of the things I like to do is I like to open up my journal book and I begin writing whatever comes to mind, you'll be amazed at what you will learn about yourself. That is a starting point, and I want to encourage you to do so. Try journaling. Sit still. Meditate. Get to know you. And one of the ways that you will be able to get to know you is through self-care. We are on a job giving them our best. We go here and there helping people. We're always, you know, volunteering to serve on this committee and serve on that committee and do this and do that. But then we neglect ourselves. We put ourselves on the back end. And by the time we realize that, oh, we need to take care of ourselves, sometimes it's a little bit too late. I'm a physical therapist, and I educate and I instruct my patients on things that they need to do to help them rehabilitate their health so that they can function in society to the best of their ability. Some people get a chance to walk. Some people end up having to become wheelchair bound, and some people may end up bed bound. But I give them instructions on what they need to do, and it's up to them to do it. But I've learned that while I'm giving patients instructions on what they need to do to help themselves, I have learned that a lot of my caregivers are neglecting their own health. And so I want to share tips and tools with everyone, just to remind, including myself, remind us all to take time for ourselves. Because when you do that on a regular basis, when you self-care on a regular basis, it gives you the energy, mental and physical and emotional, so that, you know, we can become stronger in the areas where we may appear exhausted in. You could be mentally exhausted, physically exhausted, emotionally exhausted. But when you self-care, you give your body the fuel that it needs in order for you to continue to do the things that you would like to do in life. So that's why I do this show, is to remind us of those things and to also have a little fun. But more importantly, to be encouraging, because we live in a time where, you know, each and every one of us will have a down day. And sometimes all we need is just to hear a word that speaks to our heart. And that could be the very thing that motivates us into action. And so that is my mission. but I want to let you know I do appreciate you and thank you for tuning in. If this is your very first time listening to my show, thank you. Come back, but be sure to subscribe so that way you will receive notification of my new episodes. Feel free to share with your family, friends, and others that you believe would benefit from my show as well. And if you are a returning listener, thank you so much. I always appreciate you for coming back for more, and I thank you for that. So once again, this is the Listener Appreciation Show. I want you to know that I value your time, and I try to be mindful to make sure that my shows are within a reasonable time, because I want you to be able to listen to everything I have to say, of course, but to not be exhausted by a very lengthy show. So thank you so much. I do know that I'm constantly working on making the necessary changes and adjustments to my show. So just, you know, be there. You'll begin to see some of the changes and improvements. I'm very excited about that. One thing, I'm a go-getter. So when I'm determined to do something, I'm going to do it. And I guess that's one of the traits that I love about myself. But I am so excited about some of the upcoming shows. I know that the holidays are, you know, slowly or quickly approaching, and I'm going to still do at least two main shows per month. But in the new year of January 2020, I'm going to make some adjustments to my show. And so I'm excited about, you know, what is about to occur within the upcoming months. But I want to stay focused right where I'm at right now and not get too far ahead of myself. But once again, I want to thank you all so much. I do appreciate you. And I just thank you for just, you know, choosing to tune in. So on that note, always remember, you do matter. Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful and amazing week.